A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Sanhedrin Tes Zayin, Sanhedrin 16a, pagination is 31. We start from the second wide line, V'lo Asa Kohen Gadol, and we're making reference to the words of the Mishnah on the first page of the Masechta, which told us that the Kohen Gadol is judged al pi bezdin shel shivim ve'echad, by the Bezdin of 71. It can be found in the Mishnah on the first page, about 15 lines up, the first word on the line being Gadol. So our Gemara asks, again, second wide line on Tezayin of Aleph, Minuani Mili. How do you know that the Kohen Gadol gets judged with the court of Sanhedrin of 71? And we will explore whether we're talking about the Kohen Gadol himself or the Kohen Gadol's money. But right now, we're talking about the Kohen Gadol himself. Minu ani mili, how do you know? Amar Rav Ada bar Ava said, Amar Krotz, based on a pasuk, Kol hadavar ha-gadol yeviyu elecha. In Parshas Yisro, we're the judicial system is described. Moshe is told, the thing of the big shall be brought to you, and we understand that to mean, Devarav shall gadol, the thing of the big person, meaning a Kohen Gadol, a Nasi, people who are big, people who are great in the nation. Those cases would come to Moshe, and Moshe at the time was in the place of the 71 of the Sanhedrin. Once the Sanhedrin was created, such cases would go to the Sanhedrin. Now, we're using the term gadol, big, referring to a person. You may recall that on Dav Ches, there is a different use of the word gadol. It's referring to the court case, a case that's a big case. And we explored over there that if it's a big case in terms of how much money is involved, it certainly has to be done with the same integrity as if it's a small amount of money. We have an expression, din pruta ki din meya, whether it's a lot of money or a little money. Anytime there's a claim, it has to be done with integrity. It has to be a good judgment. And the Gemara tells us over there, not only that, but also chavivin, that it should be dear to you. And if it's a big case, meaning a lot of money, it does not get precedence. The cases should be taken according to the order in which they are presented, in which they're received. And gadol over there refers to amount of money, and we learned that there is no difference. Over here, gadol is referring to the person, and indeed, the pasuk, kol hadavar ha-gadol yaviyu elecha, is indicating that there will be a difference between a gadol and other people, in that the Gadol's case, Kohen Gadol and Nasi, goes to the Sanhedrin. Let's skip two lines, and then at the end of the line, Hu de Omar ki had Tana, it follows this Tana. The Tanya, as we learned, Davar Gadol, the words of the Gadol, the claim, the case of the Gadol, Devarav shel Gadol, his case, his words. Ata Omer Devarav shel Gadol, you're telling me that it means the words of the Gadol, or Eina Ela Davar HaKosha. Maybe it means big, in terms of that it's a big, difficult court case that no one else was able to resolve. Kishuhu Omer says, the Braisa, it already said HaDavar HaKosha. Things that are difficult are going to come to Moshe. Hare davar kasha amor, it already addressed that. Hamani mekayim davar gadol, davarav shal gadol. In addition to the difficult cases coming to Moshe, also the case that's big, meaning of the big one, that also comes to Moshe. Let's skip two lines and continue with the word Bo'i towards the middle of a line. Bo'i Rabbi Lazar asked, Shoro shel Kohen Gadol bekama. If the ox owned by the Kohen Gadol gored and killed, and now it's up for court case of that animal, how many people have to be on that court? Lemises bailim dide midaminan lei. Do we compare it to a capital case against the Kohen Gadol? And just like its owner would have a full Sanhedrin, 71, so the animal should also get 71, because we do have such a rule, v'gam ba'olav yumas k'mises bailim kach mises hashor, that the animal gets the same rule as the owner when we do the case to consider killing the animal. Odilma, or maybe, lemises bailim da alma midaminan le. We should only compare the animal to the typical case of a person that was up for capital trial, which would be the 23 judges. But to push it up to 71 because his owner happens to be the Kohen Gadol, that perhaps was never indicated by the Pasuk. The Pasuk only wanted that animals should be tried like owners, global owners, not his particular owner. And that question is an interesting question. What is the rule of the animal? Amar Abaye interjected, Midikami Baile Shoro, because you're only asking if the animal gets a 23-panel judge or a 71, Michlaul, I could infer, Demamono Pshitale, that it's obvious to you that the money of the Kohen Gadol, if there was a court case with the Kohen Gadol not referring to him on trial, but rather his money, Pshita, it's obvious to you that it only gets a panel of three, that it's considered regular. That's not Dvarav Shel Gadol. Dvarav Shel Gadol is when the Kohen Gadol is on trial. But if his money is what's being discussed, you owe, you don't owe, you borrowed, you didn't borrow, that's Pshita, that it's just a panel of three. Pshita, that's correct. Mao de Tema, but I was thinking, Ho'il v'kosav kol ha-davar ha-gadol, since it says anything of the Great One, kol devar of shel gadol, anything from the gadol, even financial. Kamash malon, Abaye came to infer that on financial matters, it's only a court of three. Shor, his ox that did damage, is going to be a question. And the main thrust of the Mishnah was presenting the court case against the Kohen Gadol himself, and that would require a panel of 71. Yasher koach. Thank you for joining.